This call is being recorded.
All right, so I have a few announcements this evening. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening. Here are the announcements. So first of all, I say yahoo to 11 new TAFE grads. We had TAFE completion ceremony for TAFE Team 46 and TAFE Team 47, and that happened last week. So congratulations to all of them. And all of them achieved their intentions, and they have some amazing success stories. My next announcement is March 23rd, Saturday. If you happen to be in the Kelowna area, please join us at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. This is our regular breakfast meeting. The fee is $20, and this includes breakfast. Anybody is welcome to attend, but registration is essential because I do have to book the breakfast. So let me know if you can attend the Kelowna Golf and Country Club, or if you know of people in this area, and register them. The topic for that evening is, what are herbs good for anyway? And I also have some guest speakers. Renee is a guest speaker, and Linda is a guest speaker. They are also recent TAFE grads, and they'll be sharing their success stories. I also want to say that next week, next Monday, there is no teleconference call. It is spring break, and my family is coming to visit. So I'm excited to have my grandchildren here and some of my family members here in my home. So no call next Monday. So mark that down, please. Okay. I am excited.
Hello,
to... Hello, who is it?
This is Cheryl. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late.
That's okay. Welcome to the call. Thank you.
It takes me longer than I think to get to the phone these days.
Hi, Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl had an accident. So thank you, Cheryl, for it's so great to hear your voice. Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl's
okay.
From Red Deer, Alberta. Awesome. Anybody else I should say hello to? Hello. Somebody else that came on and I didn't say hello? Okay. I want to now move into introducing our guest speaker. Her name is Laura, and she does not live very far from Kelowna. She's about maybe an hour and a half from Kelowna. She recently completed TAFE, and she is very excited. She's also decided to become a TAFE leader. And so I'm going to turn the time over to Laura. She's going to share her health statement that we always have, that we always make in TAFE. It's part of the TAFE course that we do. And she's going to share her success, and she's going to tell you about her evaluation, what she has learned from TAFE. So go ahead, please. Laura, yay!
Thank you, Donna. My disease tree gone are my night sweats, my chewing my fingernails, stiff muscles, sugar and fat cravings are gone. My body temperature or my body systems questionnaire, my total was 31 and went to 22. My body temperature was 97.25 and raised up to 98.4. My body weight is down 9 pounds while taking the TAFE course, and my saliva test showed much less candida tendrils. I did my 1-year nutritional plan, and I'm going to keep my cat's claw, my solstice energy, mineral chi tonic, colitrim plus, and my psyllium hulls and chlorophyll, and my LBS2. My direct aid is my women's formula, and I have started my MC oral chelation. After that is finished, then I'm going to start my Master G glandular formula. My motion, I take Live-C once a day. My cleanse, I started my heavy metals, my monthly candida, self-test, temperature, and blood pressure. Bi-monthly body system questionnaire and disease tree. Spring, parasite, parapack, and check my candida. Quarterly, 1-day bowel cleanse, 1-day kidney flush, 3-day liver cleanse. replace mercury fillings and address root canals, incorporate natural cleaners and home products. And I am grateful for Taffy and Donna Roth for putting the program together. And I'm grateful for having a plan and great products to receive the most benefits. And I'm grateful for all of you. So that is my health statement. My success story. I initially enrolled in the course to learn how to read the body systems questionnaire and create the ABCDE nutritional plan, working one-on-one with clients. I have learned so much more. I understand the importance of removing the wrong foods, eating the right foods, and the importance of superfoods in a well-rounded approach to health and healing. I'm grateful for what the Taffy program has done for my health. I never realized how much better I would feel without grains and sugars, how much better I would feel taking the supplements. I am in a better space emotionally. I stopped chewing my nails after 30 years and didn't even realize it. I'm 9 pounds lighter. My body temperature has come up. My saliva test shows much less candida. My body systems questionnaire has went from 31 to 22. The plaque on the inside of my lower teeth is crumbling off. My body is more limber. My muscles aren't as stiff. My night sweats have stopped. All of this in just a couple of months. I have created a one-year health plan and to tend to stay on track with my journey. Thank you so much, Donna and Taffy. I look forward to traveling through this next year of health and following my vision board, and I will be working on my five-year plan. My evaluation, I'll just say a couple of my ahas. The main ones were the parasites and candida are present in all cancers. Visualizing a blueprint of your health with passion and emotion helps you create the health that you are working towards. Under no circumstances can low-energy GMO or GE food sustain life and health. Candida makes the blood sticky and slows down circulation of oxygen and nutrients with various organs and glands. Cancer can only be overcome if the steps of injury, elimination, inflammation, and circulation are addressed. The PAWPAW program is designed to heal that cancer injury by giving the stem cells the essential nutrients, by eating the right foods and drinking superfood smoothies. Time, a great way to start the day, helps maintain discipline and accountability. The amount of information given daily is easy to digest and makes sense. Participation, the experience of doing the ABCD nutritional program is the only way to go. I am amazed at the difference 2 months can make. The support was priceless and appreciated. Education, a well-rounded approach with prevention, cause, and solution. The structured program is essential for success. Taking the guessing and randomness out of supplements and food choices and provides a clear direction for a complete health plan. Structure, very easy to follow and always clear and attainable goals and assignments each day. Information, a uniform sequence of information backed by doctors and science with clear tools for success. Commitment. The accountability of a short class at a consistent predetermined time every day over a few weeks create a very positive environment for wanting to do better. You are the difference and you can feel the difference. Application. I am able to create a nutritional plan suited for each individual now. The body systems questionnaire, self-test, and disease tree are tools to track progress as the root causes are addressed. I have learned to cheer for people in lieu of their accomplishments. Implications. Every person has the ability to feel better, function properly, and be free of pain. MS and Parkinson's can be helped. Cancer can be healed within 1 year. By immersing in the program, people around you see and feel the difference and are inspired. You can read and tell people any information. The relevance comes with success stories. These are the stories I share. The more people see and experience healing, the more hope and dedication others will have. Reaching others. Sharing my experience doing the program is engaging others, and they are asking questions. I have the tools and information now to answer, explain, and offer solutions that are effective. Results happen quickly and are able to be shown clear and concisely. Body system questionnaire is a form of measurement. Excellent tool to monitor the body as a whole. Allows individuals to work one on one or two systems at a time and then reevaluate and proceed. Great way to see how the body is responding to the nutritional plan. Comments. I am grateful to Donna Roth, my Taffy team, and my tag team. this made for the perfect storm for a great course with many various successful outcomes. Done.
That's great. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for sharing that. Laura, I'm just going to ask you before I move on, if you can remember, there's two things. Some of the success stories that stood out for you.
The cancer ones really resonate with me because my sister had breast cancer when she was young. So that is really what sent me on my journey. And then I was working with my dad with his cancer too. So, and also everything really, but the cancer ones really stick out for me. And the MS, that really sticks out for me as well, because that's, my aunt had that, and there's just no cure for those things.
Well, so they tell you, right?
Exactly. So the things that are incurable are the ones that really resonate with me, which is basically all of them.
All of them, okay. And that's what we do in TAFI. I send out attachments of what I call success stories. And so I send out different success stories almost every day, but not quite. Okay, so people get informed, or they see that there is results after you do this program. However, having said that, you have to know that somebody like Diane, it took her 2 years before she was able to overcome MS. But people like Shauna, who had breast cancer, it took her 1 year to overcome breast cancer. So, and it doesn't always take a year, but let's count on a year. Just keep doing this until you get the results that you're looking for. Thank you for sharing that. And Laura, if you could stay till the end so that you're available for questions, Laura, okay?
I will, for sure.
Thank you. I want to now move into Dr. Lundell. And this is his words in explaining inflammation in relationship to arteries and heart. And so these are his words. We physicians, with all of our training, knowledge, and authority, often acquire a rather large ego that tends to make it difficult to admit we are wrong. So here it is. I freely admit to being wrong. As a heart surgeon with 25 years' experience, having performed over 5,000 open heart surgeries, today is my day to right the wrong with medical and scientific fact. I trained for many years with other prominent physicians. He calls them opinion makers. Bombarded with scientific literature, continually attending education seminars, we opinion makers insisted heart disease resulted from the simple fact of elevated blood cholesterol. The only accepted therapy was prescribing medications, statin drugs, to lower cholesterol, and a diet that severely restricted fat intake. The latter, of course, we insisted, would lower cholesterol and heart disease. Deviations from these recommendations were considered heresy and could quite possibly result in malpractice. It is not working. These recommendations are no longer scientifically or morally defensible. The discovery a few years ago that inflammation in the artery wall is the real cause of heart disease is slowly leading to a paradigm shift in how heart disease and other chronic ailments such as cancer will be treated. The long-established dietary recommendations have created epidemics of obesity, diabetes, and cancer, the consequences of which dwarf any historical plaque in terms of mortality, human suffering, and dire economic consequences. Despite the fact that 25% of the population takes expensive statin medications, and despite the fact we have reduced the fat content of our diets, more Americans will die this year of heart disease, cancer, than ever before. Statistics from the American Heart Association show that 75 million Americans currently suffer from heart disease. 20 million Americans have diabetes, and 57 million have prediabetes. These disorders are affecting younger and younger people in greater numbers every year. Simply stated, without inflammation being present in the body, there is no way that cholesterol would accumulate in the wall of the blood vessel and cause heart disease and strokes. I'm going to repeat this statement. We have to get this. Without inflammation being present in the body, there is no way that cholesterol would accumulate in the wall of the blood vessel and cause heart disease and strokes. You notice what he said. Cholesterol is there because there is something causing inflammation, and the body produces cholesterol to look after the inflammation that might cause heart disease, that might cause the strokes. Without inflammation, cholesterol would move freely throughout the body as nature intended. It is inflammation that causes cholesterol to become trapped. Inflammation is not complicating. It is quite simply your body's natural defense to a foreign invader, such as bacteria or toxins like glyphosates in grains, root canals, vaccinations, mercury fillings, or smoking, or a virus. The cycle of inflammation is perfect in how it protects your body from these bacterial and toxic and viral invaders. However, if we chronically expose the body to injury by toxins or foods the human body was never designed to process, a condition occurs called chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is just as harmful as acute inflammation is beneficial. What thoughtful person would willfully expose himself repeatedly to substances that are known to cause injury to the body? We have simply followed the recommended mainstream diet that is low in fat and high in polyunsaturated fats and sugar and carbohydrates and hydrogenated oils, not knowing that we were causing repeated injury to our blood vessels. This repeated injury creates chronic inflammation, leading to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity, and cancer. The injury and inflammation in our blood vessels is caused by the low-fat diet that for years have been recommended by mainstream medicine. Take a moment to visualize rubbing a stiff brush repeatedly over soft skin until it becomes quite red and nearly bleeding. You kept this up several times a day, every day for 5 years. If you could tolerate this painful brushing, you would have a bleeding, swollen, infected area that becomes worse and worse with each repeated injury. This is a good way to visualize the inflammatory process that could be going on in your body right now. Regardless of where the inflammatory process occurs, externally or internally, it is the same. I have peered inside thousands and upon thousands of arteries. A diseased artery looks as if someone took a brush and scrubbed repeatedly against its wall. Several times a day, every day, the foods we eat creates small injuries, compounding into more injuries, causing the body to respond continuously and appropriately with inflammation. While we savor the tantalizing taste of a sweet roll, our bodies respond alarmingly as if a foreign invader arrived declaring war. Foods loaded with sugar and simple carbohydrates or processed with hydrogenated oils for long shelf life have been the mainstay of American diet for 6 decades. These foods have been slowly poisoning everyone. How does eating a simple sweet roll create a cascade of inflammation to make you sick? Imagine spilling syrup on your keyboard and you have a vision of what occurs inside the cells. When we consume simple carbohydrates such as sugar, blood sugar rises rapidly. In response, your pancreas secretes insulin, whose primary purpose is to drive sugar into each cell where it is stored for energy. If that cell is full and does not need glucose, it is rejected to avoid extra sugar gumming up the works. When your full cells reject the extra glucose, blood sugar rises, producing more insulin, and the glucose converts to stored fat. What does all this have to do with inflammation? Blood sugar is controlled in a very narrow range. Extra sugar molecules attach to a variety of proteins that in turn injure the blood vessel walls. This repeated injury to the blood vessel walls sets off inflammation. When you spike your blood sugar levels several times a day, every day, it is exactly like taking sandpaper to the inside of your delicate blood vessels. While you may not be able to see it, rest assured, it is there. I saw it in over 5,000 surgical patients spanning 25 years who all shared one common denominator, and that is inflammation in their arteries. By consuming excessive amounts of hydrogenated oils, the cell membrane produces chemicals called cytokines that directly cause inflammation.
It's inflammation that causes your heart attack.
Okay. I'm hearing some background noise, so if you please mute out. Thank you. Today's mainstream American diet has produced an extreme imbalance of the two fats called omega-3 and omega-6. The ratio of imbalance ranges from 15 to 1, 15 omega-6 to 1 omega-3, to as high as 30 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. That's a tremendous amount of cytokines causing inflammation. In today's food environment, a ratio of 3 omega-6 to 1 omega-3 would be optimal and healthy. To make matters worse, the excess weight you are carrying from these foods creates overloaded fat cells that pour out large quantities of pro-inflammatory chemicals that add to the injury caused by having high blood sugar. The process that began with a sweet roll turns into a vicious cycle over time that creates that heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, and finally even Alzheimer's disease as the inflammatory process continues unabated. There is no escaping the fact that the more we consume prepared and processed foods, the more we trip the inflammation switch little by little each day. The human body cannot process, nor was it designed to consume, foods packed with sugars and soaked in hydrogenated omega-6 oils. There is but one answer to quieting inflammation, and that is returning to foods closer to their natural state. To build muscle, eat more protein. Choose carbohydrates from colorful vegetables. Cut down or eliminate inflammation causing omega-6 fats, like eliminate corn oil, processed oil, hydrogenated oils, and eliminate the processed foods they are made from. By eliminating inflammatory toxins and adding essential nutrients from fresh, unprocessed foods, from superfoods, you will reverse years of damage on your arteries and throughout your body from consuming the typical American diet. And that's from Dr. Lundell. So now you have a picture of it, what inflammation could look like in your body. I want to now move into describing very briefly today because of our time element, but I want us to get the picture of the five elements that absolutely need to be addressed in order to overcome any disease condition, no matter what label or diagnosis you give it. This is not just for cancer, it is also for, and Laura said it very well, for multiple sclerosis, for Parkinson's disease, diabetes, heart disease, and of course cancer. And I start off by saying cancer is not what you think it is. It has taken me since 1993, when my mother died from colon cancer, to discover the simplicity of cancer. It is not what you think it is. We just don't know what we don't know. I know what I know. I know what I don't know, but I don't know what I don't know. And it is up to me to keep my mind open, my ears open, my eyes open, so I could discover what it is that I don't know, what I don't know. And so we as a society continue to give millions of our hard-earned money for cancer research. And we have done so for more than half a century. Yet we are no further ahead today than we were 50 years ago. I am here to tell you that research for cancer has all been done, even as far back as the 1800s. I have discovered an entire gamut of research scientists, including Nobel Prize laureates, that have done extensive research on cancer, and that's been totally ignored. And a lot of this research is listed in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. That book has now sold over 5,000 copies, and that was 2 years ago, and I've lost count. On the other hand, we have accepted a very strongly imposed medical dogma that the cure for cancer will come from the medical institution, and that one day some very famous doctor will find that cure and announce it to the world. I am here to tell you that the magic bullet for cancer will never be found because it does not exist. Unless we understand that cancer is a result of our present-day confused lifestyle, where we don't even know how to identify a real food, then we will never find that common-sense solution to cancer that already exists and has the scientific research behind it. What we are eating today simply cannot sustain life. Finally, we are stopped by our present-day thinking. We think cancer cannot be overcome. We think cancer is a death sentence. We think that anyone who has overcome cancer has just been lucky. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is time to change that belief system, to scrap the dogma of the day, to discover what you don't know that you don't know. It is essential that we change our entire belief system for our entire healing process. You don't know what you don't know, so stay open and look at cancer in a totally different way. Look outside the box. There are the five pillars that need to be addressed in order to overcome cancer, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, obesity, heart disease, liver disease, and so on. And unless all of those five pillars are addressed and nourished, a state of health simply cannot be achieved. And of course, those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Injury. Injury requires the action of stem cells. There are stem cells that are found in every organ, gland, and tissue in your body. I call them your little carpenters. I call them carpenters because their job is cell replication. They are your little construction workers inside. They construct cells for you. So when there's an injury, the stem cells are called to action. The stem cells in the heart construct heart cells. The stem cells in your lungs construct lung cells. The stem cells in your liver construct liver cells, and so on and so forth. I think you have the picture. Now, it is very clear to any construction worker that no construction of a house can ever take place without essential building materials. So a construction worker building a house needs concrete, bricks, lumber, and so on. But in the body, the little construction workers called stem cells need different building materials. They need minerals, vitamins, proteins, amino acids, phytonutrients, oxygen, essential fatty acids, and so on. So just think about amino acids. Amino acids come from the meats that we're eating, from eggs, from fish, from seafood. But you can also get amino acids from Green Zone and spirulina. Minerals, where did they come from? Minerals come from meat that we eat and from plant sources. It is crucial to understand that our present-day agricultural practices have disabled our plants' abilities to take the raw elements from the earth and through the process of photosynthesis, using water and sunlight, convert them into bioavailable minerals that can be utilized by the stem cells for cell replication. And what is it that has disabled the plant's ability to do that conversion? I think we all have the answer. We're using pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and so on and so forth. Consequently, we have no other choice than to rely on supplements from a well-established company like Nature Sunshine to provide us with quality controlled minerals. And the one that I love is the Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic. Mineral Qi Tonic houses trace minerals that are mined from ancient plant sources. Minerals are essential for your body's electrical energy. They are the spark plugs for every single cell. They alkalize the acidity accumulated from inflammation and from stress and from strong emotions. They feed the adrenals, the pancreas, and all the glands that produce toxic cortisol under stress. Minerals are essential building materials for healthy cell replication by the stem cells. Vitamins, where do they come from? Vitamins come from vegetables and plant sources, but they're also found in the superfood supplements, Green Zone, chlorophyll, and also in Mineral Qi Tonic. Essential fatty acids, they're found in Super Omega 3, Super Oil, Flaxseed Oil. They're needed by the stem cells for the transmission of nerve impulses and for better brain functioning. Essential fatty acids reduces blood pressure, reduces inflammation, and opens up the cells so that the oxygen can readily move in and toxins can move out. Inflammation. Numerous things contribute to inflammation. And this evening's talk by Dr. Lundell clearly explained inflammation. And it's one system that's largely ignored by conventional medicine, and that's the role of the lymphatic system in reducing inflammation. It was Dr. Samuel West that researched the lymphatic system extensively. Unless the roots of inflammation are addressed, unless the poisons that cause the inflammation are addressed, then it is difficult for cancer to heal successfully because cancer starts from an injury. And to find out where the poisons are coming from that are causing the inflammation, this is where you definitely need to consult with a herb expert and somebody with a lot of years of expertise, such as myself, so that I could help you identify the areas of the inflammation that you need to resolve or the poisons that you need to address in order to resolve inflammation. So I worked once with a man who had been diagnosed with lung cancer, and he reported that his lung cancer tumors were bigger than they had been 4 months ago when he first started the PAPA program, and he was feeling lightheaded and tired and depressed. He complained of chest pains, dark urine, and sleeping problems. And in our conversation, I discovered that he was on two different medications. Upon researching the side effects of the medication, I discovered them to cause dizziness, tiredness, depression, chest pains, diabetes, and sugar feeds cancer, dark urine, sleeping issues, bluish discoloration of the fingers indicating lack of oxygen. Note the similarities in his complaints and the side effects of the medications. These two medications were blocking his healing process. So how do we address inflammation? One of the things that we must do is find out where the poisons are coming from that are causing the inflammation. I absolutely know that today's grains that we are consuming are loaded with glyphosates. And the glyphosates comes from the artificial Roundup fertilizer that they're using, and they're spraying it on the grains. Glyphosates cause leaky gut, and glyphosates cause leaky brain. We're consuming too much sugar. And if we understand that sugar causes cavities in the teeth, then think about what it does to organs in the body. Okay, I'm getting some feedback. And it just happened. So whoever's out there, could you please help me? Okay, I'm getting a feedback. And it's really bad at this end. Does somebody else have a problem with it?
There, it stopped.
Yeah.
Having trouble. It's a really bad echo.
Is there somebody that turned something on?
It stopped now on my end.
It stopped at your end?
Yeah.
It's not stopped at my end. Anybody else?
I still have it stopped at my end.
It's still echoing.
Yes, it's still echoing. Yes, I'm getting an echo as well.
It's really a bad echo. I am going to hang up myself and redial. So just give me a second.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, it's still echoing.
It's still echoing.
There's somebody that turned something on, and I'm having this bad echo.